Step 1.
Did you ever wonder how a vending machine knows that you've put the correct coin in? Basically, the machine uses three steps to check for three main characteristics of each coin as it passes through the inside. When the coin passes the test for all three steps, the coin is accepted and you can buy the product. Here's how a vending machine works. In the first step, the machine checks what type of metal the coin is made of. Coins are made of different metals. If the coin is the wrong type of metal, it is not accepted. How does the machine know? It uses electricity. When you put a coin into the money slot of a vending machine, it goes down a chute. Inside the chute, electricity passes through the coin. If the coin is the wrong metal, the electricity won't pass through it, and the coin will be returned. If the coin is made of the correct metal, the coin continues to the second step.
Step 2.
In the second step, the coin goes between two ends of a magnet. This produces a magnetic field which slows down the coin. Different coins slow down at different speeds depending on the weight of the coin. So in this step, the machine is checking for how much the coin weighs or how heavy it is. If the coin slows down too much, it is too heavy. If it moves too quickly, it is too light, and the machine does not accept the coin. If the coin weighs the correct amount, it moves on to the next step.
Step 3.
In the last step, the coin passes between two sets of lights. This is how the machine checks one more important characteristic, how big or small the coin is. The lights measure the exact size of the coin. If the coin is too big or too small, the machine does not accept it, and it is returned. If all three of these characteristics, the metal, the weight, and the size of the coin, are correct, the machine will accept your coin, and you can enjoy your vending machine purchase.